Told you I like to fish. The trout is the perfect hunter. He's the master of his environment. And I have messed all this up. Oh no. All right. Come here. Never mind. All right. We'll forget that part. The trout is the master of his environment. He's the perfect hunter. How do we expect to ever win against the trout? We tie a fly or throw a piece of bait out there, forcing the trout to strike. Thus, he comes to the realization that his prey, indeed, bites back. This morning, we're going to spend some time in John. We're going to spend some time in John chapter 10. We see in John 10:10 that there's a thief out there. My understanding is that this thief, from Jesus' description, is not him. He is the gate. He is the shepherd. He calls us sheep. And we've talked quite a while ago that the reason he calls us sheep is because sheep are dumb and we are completely lost without our shepherd. But the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy those sheep. I would imagine that this thief, we could say, is Satan. And he's the thief. And he comes to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus says, but I've come to give you life and give you more, or give it to you abundantly. As you can see, and I love to fish. I love to get out on the water and drown a fly or two and whatnot. What I do, I've got my fly box, and I've got quite a collection. And depending on where I'm at, depending on what I find grub-wise or stuff that's flying around, I'll pick something that will imitate that. I got a couple grasshoppers in here, and I've got a fly in here called a Royal Coachman. I like it. Doesn't catch anything, but I still like it. A couple black gnats and a couple woolly buggers and a couple other things in here. But the whole purpose is to mimic truth. He tossed the fly out there, the fish swims up, and he looks at it, and it looks good. It looks like food. It looks like bait. The purpose of the fly tire is to tie it so well that you cannot tell the difference between the fly, or what's real and what's not, the tied fly, or the real thing. I had the opportunity when I was a freshman in high school to go into the Eagle Caps. I went and climbed Eagle Cap Mountain in the Wallowas, and there's a lake in there called Blue Lake. It's got that name because it's blue. Went out there, and there's this big rock sitting right at the end of the lake. As you take the trail, there's a big rock, and there's a tree that juts out over the top of it. Casts a shadow on the water. So you can stand there without putting your shadow on the water. Fish don't see you. So I just happened to stand out there on that rock, and I cast out there with my line. Let the fly sit there. Way down in the bottom of that hole, I see this fish. Just slowly swimming up to the surface. He swims around my fly, looks at it from all angles, and swims back down. So I tried a different fly. He never came back. The fish was so in tune with what was real, with what was truth, with what he was accustomed to eating, that when fate came along, it wasn't worth it. He didn't have to try and figure out, is this real or is it not? Now, the fish we catch out here in the Clackamas, they're bait fish. They're hatchery fish. You can go and you can catch them on chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm not even kidding. When you find out they're stalking the river, go get some chocolate chip cookie dough. I don't know if it's legal or not, but go put some chocolate chip cookie dough on a hook, cast it out there. That's what they feed them in the hatcheries. It looks like chocolate chip cookie dough. You can catch fish all day long doing that. But the fly is tied to mimic truth. Now, we, as Christians, a couple weeks ago, we talked about sin being leading to death. This week, we're talking about truth. We're talking about what is truth. Well, guess what? We talked about this morning in our Sunday school class. I'm getting too far ahead of myself. Yesterday, Mom, Dad, and Ashley and I, we went to Barnes & Noble. Went to the mall so they could go to Bath & Body Works. We ended up in Barnes & Noble. And we're walking through the Christian book section. And there's a book in there called What the Bible is Really About. And that kind of confused me. Because I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you went down into the little kids' church and asked any 5 or 6-year-old, what's the Bible about? Their answer would be, Jesus. That book is a waste of time. What's the Bible really about? Jesus. How do I know that? Because it says it. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Not me, Jesus. A little earlier, we saw that the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus ends that with, he's come to give you abundant life. We see that he's the way and the truth and the life. I think they counteract each other. Now, the fly is designed to catch fish. The fly is designed to trick an animal into striking so that you can eat. Or just catch it and throw it back. The thief comes, Satan comes, because he wants to kill you. Do you know he hates you? He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. If you belong to God, he can't do either one of those things, but he can sure make you ineffective. He can distract you. He can cause you to do other things that aren't effective for God. So what do? We focus on what this Bible is about, or what this book is about. We focus on Jesus. Now, a lot of us here are married. I've been married for a little over a year, and a couple weeks ago I had it right down to the exact day, but today I don't. My wife asked me if I was going to use her as an illustration. I told her no, I'm sorry. Now, when I started dating my wife, and I'm sure a lot of you did the same thing, you spent time with them. You showed up at Warner Pacific Student Union. Walked into the coffee shop where this pretty girl was sitting and asked for the pool stuff, and you left. And he came back, and he struck up conversation. He started spending time. Pretty soon, you were in a relationship. Pretty soon, the more time you spent, the more you knew about them, and the more you wanted to know. And then we got married. So now what do? I spend even more time with her. I spend more time getting to know her. I spend more time asking questions. I'm sure a lot of you do the same thing. The same principle is with Jesus. At one time, we were in the courting phase. We sat there and we want to know about him. We want to spend time with him. So we start reading about it. Well, then we find out that Jesus died for us. And we accept that. We give our lives over to Jesus. So now we're in the marriage portion of that relationship. And then a fly comes along. And Sunday morning, we have church. Monday morning, I get up, I make my coffee, I go to work. I come home and I'm tired. I sit down. I go to sleep. I wake up and I eat dinner. I spend some time with my wife and I go to work again. And my time with Jesus is less than it originally was. There's a distraction somewhere, like the fly. Something to imitate truth. Something that's taken my time or my focus and caused me to latch on to it. What I need to do is spend some time in John 14:6. Because Jesus says, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. If I am connected to a fly or a distraction or something that's not true, and it causes me to focus or bring my focus off of Jesus, then I've really lost my way, or at least been distracted from the way I need to go. I've been distracted from my relationship with Christ. And in doing so, I've latched on to something that is not true. And holding on to my relationship and looking at it, I'm not talking about you're losing your salvation. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your daily personal time, your relationship with Christ. Relationship doesn't grow unless you spend time. So, if I hook on to something else, if I hook on to something that's not necessarily truth, then I'm not following this. I'm not following the way. I'm not following truth. And in essence, I'm not living the life that Jesus actually has designed me to live. I'm not living a worshipful life. So, what do I need to do? I need to know the difference between, it's really loud, counterfeit and real. I need to spend so much time in this book that when counterfeit comes along, when distraction comes along, when something that Satan can use to get me off the direction that Jesus is leading me, then I can say, nah, it doesn't line up. Jesus has called me to follow him. He's called me, he says, I'm the way. That means if I know Jesus, I know the way. I don't have to worry about it. I know the way. And if I have him, then I have truth. And he gives it in his word. So if I have truth, and I know the difference between what's right and what's fake, or what's true and real and fake, then I can just swim back in that hole like that fish. I don't have to study it, look at it, and decide, you know, that actually does look kind of good. Maybe I'll just try a little bit. Maybe I'll just take a bite. And when I do, there's a hook in this thing. It's really sharp. I know I've stabbed myself many, many times with them. But we get caught hook, line, and sinker. Sermon. We need to spend so much time in this book that when it comes down to it, we can recognize truth. We can recognize falsity when it shows up. So, Satan comes to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus comes to give you life and give it more abundantly. And he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. We sang this morning, and we're going to sing again, Jesus, come to my rescue. We need him to come to our rescue. We have a tendency to not focus on, or at least I have a tendency to not focus on what I need to focus on. I get caught up in fishing and getting caught by flies, getting distracted. And we need to look to Jesus. Follow his word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Know that there is a thief out there who is trying to distract you, who is trying to steal and kill and destroy you. That he's trying to get you off where Jesus is taking you. But as Jesus says, "But I have come that you may have life, and you may have it more abundantly." So we get to spend relationship, we get to spend time, we get to spend eternity with Him. We're going to sing Rescue again. We're going to do that, and I close our service.